Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Monday, August 8th, and I'm Jesse Steele. You know what sucks? Being addicted to fast food and high fructose corn syrup and all the nasty that comes with sodas and things like that. And then deciding to clean your life up on your 40th birthday and going keto. That's a good thing. Those are all good things. I'm doing well. My birthday was July 30th, and I'm already down 10 pounds, so that's awesome. But it is ridiculously difficult when you've pretty much lived your life eating that stuff. So 40 years of my life was Carl's Jr. Not all of it, but you know what I mean. There was definitely more of it than less of it. So here I am, doing really well. I haven't made a mistake yet. I've been doing everything great, and it's just these intense cravings for things that you didn't even realize was there, because before you just ate them and your body stayed happy. Now I'm like, grr! Anyway, you know who helps out with the keto diet? Astorga's Mexican restaurant. Now, hear me out. On keto, you can't have starch, so that gets rid of your beans. You can't have carbs, so that gets rid of your tortillas. You can't have sugar, so that gets rid of lots of sauces, margaritas, things like that. But they are awesome and will help you out. You let them know, hey, I'm on keto. You know, I need some options that are things that I can eat that aren't that. There's big tostadas made with chicken or beef, even shrimp, stuff like that. Salsas with no sugar. I mean, they are the friendliest people and will help you out no matter what. Same thing goes for Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine. Both restaurants, fantastic places, and will help you out with whatever you need. So you need to go to those places and check them out. So let me let you in on this little secret here. Death Valley last week, with the giant rainstorm and the massive damage and flooding that happened, that was a 1,000-year event. And that doesn't even mean it happens once every 1,000 years. Rather, that it is 0.1% chance of occurring in any given year. So, 1,000 chances that maybe it'll happen. It doesn't mean it will. That's crazy. So let me read you the story here. Rain this weekend was a historic event, with nearly a year's worth of rain falling in 3 hours. The 1.46 inches of rain recorded at Furnace Creek is still preliminary data and mere drops away from the all-time record of 1.47 inches. The rain caused widespread damage and closure of all park roads. The heavy rain that caused the devastating flooding at Death Valley was an extremely rare 1,000-year event, says Daniel Burke, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Las Vegas. And then he goes on to explain what I already said. 1,000-year event doesn't mean it happens once per 1,000 years, rather that it is 0.1% chance of occurring in any given year. Major impacts include the loss of a critical portion of the Cow Creek water system that serves some park residences as well as park facilities, including the emergency operations building and maintenance yard. Over 600 feet of the water main was blown out by flash floods, causing catastrophic damage to the system. Additionally, many miles of roadway are known to have moderate to severe asphalt damage, with hundreds of miles of roadways impacted by debris. Road conditions are still being assessed, as damage makes access to some areas impossible by vehicles. Yesterday's aerial surveys by a naval weapons station China Lake helicopter crew were able to do a thorough search and located several vehicles in remote areas of the park. Rangers were able to contact these visitors and ensure that everyone was okay. California Department of Transportation experts to reopen portions of Highway 190 by Tuesday, allowing for travel between Pahrump and the park's residential and administrative area at Cow Creek. This will include access to the park's visitor center at Furnace Creek, as well as the private hotels at Furnace Creek. Park roads are expected to remain closed for days to months, depending on the severity of damage. Today, there are no reported injuries from visitors or park residents, and people who were previously sheltering in place have been able to carefully travel out through the damaged roadways. No park roads are currently open to recreational travel due to ongoing safety concerns and active road work. Death Valley is an incredible place of extremes, said Park Superintendent Mike Reynolds. It is the hottest place in the world and the driest place in North America. This week's 1,000-year flood is another example of this extreme environment. With climate change models predicting more frequent and more intense storms, this is a place where you can see the climate change in action. That was pretty crazy. If you haven't seen the pictures, you need to go over to easterntiernow.com and check them out. There is some crazy damage that has happened. Here, we got this in today. Let me read you a little bit more about Death Valley while we're at it. Oh my God, go check out these pictures. Whoa. So as of today, State Route 190 will remain closed through at least next Wednesday as Caltrans maintenance crews continue to clean up after last week's flash floods. Approximately 30 miles of the highway were partially or fully buried under flood debris with Death Valley National Park following Friday's storms. Since beginning work to clear State Route 190, crews have managed to remove debris from approximately 20 miles of the road. I am proud of how quickly our crews have responded, clearing roads and creating routes for park visitors to leave safely, but there is still a lot of work ahead of us, said Caltrans District 9 Director Ryan Dermody. As our crews continue to remove debris, they have found several damaged sections of highway with complete shoulder loss, damage to asphalt, and undercutting of the roadway. With work on the highway continuing into next week, our team is coordinating closely with our partners in Death Valley National Park. An estimated 60% of debris has been removed from the highway so far. The debris will temporarily be stored locally along the highway before it is moved to fill in shoulders that eroded during the storm. Four graders and six loaders have been deployed with maintenance personnel assistance coming from Mono, Inyo, and Kern counties. The closure of State Route 190 now extends from Trona, Wild Rose Road to Panamint Valley Road to State Route 127 in Death Valley Junction. Drivers are urged to stay clear of the highway and respect closure points that allow crews to safely work within the incident area. State Route 178 east from Shoshone to the lower Badwater Gate in Death Valley National Park will remain closed into next week as well. For the latest information on road closures on the state highway system, please visit Caltrans Quick Map at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or look at easternsiernow.com. So that's nuts. Another thing to think about is you've got those loaders and guys working over there. It's 120 degrees. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit overcast, so it might be a little less than that. This is ridiculous. That has to suck so bad for those people. I mean, wish them well. That is hard work. So, ESCOG, the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, Citizens Wildfire Education Academy will focus on home hardening and defensible space projects. The session is scheduled for Monday, August 15th at 6 p.m. The session will feature guest speakers Yana Valachevic with the University of California, Cooperative Extension, and Crystal Medhurst with White Bark Institute. Ms. Valachevic will provide a presentation exploring how home construction and design can make homes more resilient to wildfire. Ms. Medhurst will share resources that can help build local fire adaption. Details on the Academy, instructions on how to register for the upcoming session can be accessed here at eswildfirealliance.org/academy. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now. All sessions are recorded and available on demand following the live event via the Academy's website. Organized by ESCOG and sponsored by Mono County, Inyo County, the Town of Mammoth Lakes, Friends of Inyo, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, and Mono Lake Committee, the White Bark Institute, Eastern Sierra Land Trust, several Mono County Fire Safe Councils, and others. The Academy is aimed at reducing the anxiety about wildfire and addressing and responding to the multitude of questions that residents and visitors have about the topic. The 60 to 90 minute sessions are held the third Monday of each month at 6 p.m. Upcoming schedule would be September 19th, smoke evacuation and other preparation procedures, and October 17th, insurance concerns, local fire departments, and fire safe councils. ESCOG is an association of city and county governments created to address regional issues. That's cool. Sounds like a great way to get your knowledge on and learn a little bit about how to help keep these fires knocked down, because they happen a lot. So, there is an American Red Cross shelter worker training. The Red Cross is looking to train more disaster shelter workers, and there's an introductory training session coming up. This also is a great opportunity for HHS folks who will be working with the Red Cross in the event of a large-scale evacuation to become familiar with how the Red Cross operates its shelters. We are in the wildfire season, and California is already being hit with major fire disasters. You can help the people in your community by serving as a Red Cross volunteer shelter worker when a disaster strikes. Join our virtual training so you can answer the call when your community needs it most. We aspire to turn compassion into action so that all people affected by disaster in your community will receive care, shelter, and hope. Our shelter workers are highly trained. In the session, you can complete 40% of the training in our two-hour virtual session. The remaining courses can be completed online at your leisure. Two sessions to choose from. Day session is Wednesday, August 10th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Evening session, Thursday, August 11th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. One registration link for either session. And you can find that link at easternsherenow.com. Mission of the American Red Cross is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. Join hands with one of America's most trusted humanitarian organizations and the world's largest volunteer workforce. Register today. And it's always good to know how to help somebody when they need you. Good of them to train that, too. Hey, let's check out our sponsors real quick.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors: Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
Okay, thank you for that. And I'd like to point out that not listed there, at least I didn't hear it, was Mammoth Hospital. We are super stoked to have Mammoth Hospital on board. Me in particular, because they've been inside of my knee 2 times. You know, they are literally the best surgeons in the world when it comes to orthopedic. It's just, it's hands down. You know, everything in the Eastern Sierra is as far as that goes. It's wonderful. They do such a good job up there. Mammoth, they really know how to handle everything up there, from not only employees, but how to help the community. Speaking of helping the community, here's something from Mammoth Hospital. Mammoth Hospital's 19th annual Brian Veneman Memorial Cancer Outreach Golf Tournament is coming up this Saturday. All proceeds from the event benefit the Mammoth Hospital Foundation's Cancer Outreach Program, which provides financial assistance and support to Mono County residents. Be sure to check out our online silent auction running this week through Sunday at 8 p.m. in conjunction with the tournament. Great items to bid on include a 7-night stay and play at Lake of the Ozarks package. That's awesome. Blizzard women's skis, 3-night stay in Palm Springs, nice, an inflatable kayak, and many more. So to get to the auction, you can click on the link at easternsierranow.com or go to 32auctions.com/BVCancer. That's B as in boy, V as in Victor, cancer, for details. Okay, that is going to be it today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go sit and just daydream about pouring sugar into my mouth and eating spaghetti. And in the meantime, I will have myself a string cheese and a couple pieces of lettuce. God, I love being 40. Eastern Sierra Now, where when you want your Eastern Sierra news,